WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Clouds are one of the more fascinating aspects of our sky. There are three main cloud groups, grouped by altitude, generally low, middle, and high, and in each group there are several different cloud types. Now, clouds are the visible manifestation of condensed water vapor in the form of liquid drops or frozen crystals. In the lowest portion of the troposphere, the two main classifications of clouds are cumulus and stratus, and these are composed primarily of liquid water droplets. Now, cumulus clouds result from air rising due to positive buoyancy in the atmosphere. Cumulus clouds are often described by the example of bubbles rising in a pot of water. Cumulus clouds are associated with convection. The level in the troposphere where convection occurs and how deep that convection is determine the type of cumulus cloud. Shallow cumulus clouds near the surface are frequently called fair weather cumulus. Shallow cumulus that occur higher aloft are called alto cumulus, and those that occur even higher aloft are cirro cumulus. If the convection is deep, extending from the lower levels of the troposphere into the upper troposphere, the result is a thunderstorm called a cumulonimbus. Stratus clouds, on the other hand, result from a forced lifting of air due to low-level convergence and upper-level divergence. Stratus clouds are flatter since the rising is not by convective thermals, but rather by an entire layer being gradually lifted. When stratus forms directly on the ground, it is fog. Stratus that produce precipitation are called nimbostratus. In the middle levels of the troposphere, stratus are often referred to as altostratus. Stratus located high aloft, composed of frozen particles, are called cirrostratus. Now, a cloud can have characteristics of both cumulus and stratus. This occurs when shallow convective lifting occurs, where force lifting is also occurring. These clouds are termed cumulostratus or stratocumulus. On satellite, they appear as a sheet of cloud, but also with some lumpiness. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.